Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alex and Branko with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
Hold on. Take this mic, Alex.
Give us a second, faithful listener.
This is what we were talking about, how
there
special Zedlines was going to be.
Zedlines about to get a whole lot more sexier.
Give it to us, Alex, please.
All right. Good morning. This is Alex and Branko with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. Trigger warning for this one. The following story mentions police violence. The Queensland police have confirmed that three police officers who joked about beating and burying a couple of colour in a secretly recorded audio will keep their jobs. The audio is first published by The Guardian Australia in November last year. Queensland Police Service has confirmed all three members are about to undergo, quote, remedial strategies. The CEO of incarcerated women's advocacy group Sisters Inside / Debbie Kilroy / called the police decision an absolute joke. Kilroy says it confirms fears Aboriginal women have about police.
Okay, now I'm making my newsroom debut here on 4ZZZ. In national news, Australian gamblers will soon be unable to engage in online betting with a credit card in a bid to reduce problem betting. The federal government will introduce legislation to Parliament on Wednesday banning credit from being used to bet online. This will also include digital currency like Bitcoin. If companies do not enforce these measures, they will be charged with a fine of over $234,000. I'll do another one, Alex. Also in national news, New South Wales police are currently investigating a shooting, car crash and car fire that occurred overnight. Police were called to a car park in Kempsey last night where they found a 27-year-old man with gunshot wounds to his head and chest. The man has been taken to St. George Hospital in serious condition. Nearby in Kingsgrove, police found a Mercedes sedan on fire after it crashed into a house. Crime scenes have been established at both locations and an investigation will be conducted to determine whether the fire and the shooting are linked. Tell us about some international news, please, Alex.
In international news, the death toll from Libya's floods have reached 5,200 people. The eastern city of Derna was severely affected by floods brought by Storm Daniel, which took out two of the city's dams. The Libyan website Babwat al-Wastat reported that more than 300 victims were buried in mass graves on Tuesday. It was also reported that entire families were amongst the victims. 10,000 people are still feared to be missing. Do you want me to read the weather as well?
Please.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. You want to read that last little outro part?
I do want to read this little outro part because it's always my cue. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.
Yes.
Now, that was the first time here at Unnecessary Knowledge we've had some news read by Alex and myself. I want to introduce to the microphone Grace. Good morning, Grace.
Hi.
Grace here is one of our very lovely Zedliners and has sadly lost her voice this morning.
Not feeling too good this morning.
Yeah, poor thing. So she needed a little bit of help. So we thought we'd soldier in and come in. Thank you for letting us read the news, Grace.
You guys did great.
I hope we did you an honour. Now, 9 a.m., we're going to help you out with Zedlines again.
Yes.
Ready for that?
So ready.
Okay. Thank you so much, Grace. You are an absolute treasure. Let's hear a track from The Empty Threats, who played here last week in our car park. And this track is called National Treasure off their album called Monster Truck Mondays. It's 8:05 in the a.m. You listen to